Live from NPR News, I'm Dale Willman. Senator Robert Menendez says he'll not step down despite mounting calls to resign from both Washington and his home state of New Jersey following his criminal indictment on corruption charges on Friday. On Saturday, Pennsylvania Senator John Fetterman joined the chorus of those calling on him to leave office. New Jersey Congressman Andy Kim, meanwhile, says he'll run for Menendez's seat. NPR's Juliana Kim has more.
Hours after Menendez was indicted, several top lawmakers from New Jersey came out against the senator, including Governor Phil Murphy. Murphy said the charges were simply too serious to ignore, adding that the allegations compromised the senator's ability to effectively do his job. Those views were also shared by some members of Congress, including Representative Dean Phillips from Minnesota and Representative Jeff Jackson from North Carolina, both of whom are Democrats. But Menendez isn't budging. He says, quote, "Those who believe in justice believe in innocence until proven guilty," end quote. The senator's first hearing in federal court is Wednesday in Manhattan, along with his wife and three others. Juliana Kim, NPR News.
Most House lawmakers went home this weekend as the deadline to pass spending bills and keep the government open draws closer. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy and a few others, though, stayed behind to work on a possible stopgap spending measure. House Republicans, meanwhile, have so far failed to get an agreement within their own party on a temporary spending plan. As NPR's Claudia Grisales reports, the House only has a few days to sort out the chaos in order to avert a partial government showdown.
McCarthy is facing round three of a showdown with his own members. The first was when he took the speaker's gavel. That was a big fight with his members of his own conference. And then the second was a debt limit fight, which really weakened his position significantly. He is facing more vocal calls to be ousted. It's possible we could see more momentum there from his opponents for him to step down. But this is all tied to the politics of a shutdown as well.
Tropical storm Ophelia made landfall Saturday morning in North Carolina, packing winds of almost 70 miles an hour. It developed rapidly, but as member station WHQR's Ben Shackman reports, it largely spared the southern part of the states.
According to preliminary reports from the National Weather Service, around 1 to 3 inches of rain fell in southeastern North Carolina, less than predicted. Low-lying coastal areas experienced minor flooding, but inundation fell short of a warning or advisory. Peak winds hit 57 miles per hour at the Wilmington International Airport. Around 3,000 people in the area were left without power. A tropical storm warning remains in effect for the southeastern coast for Saturday, but conditions are improving. However, dangerous rip current conditions are expected to linger throughout the weekend. For NPR, I'm Ben Shockman in Wilmington, North Carolina.
And you're listening to NPR News. U.S. Ambassador to Japan Rahm Emanuel accused China on Friday of using economic coercion against Japan by banning imports of Japanese seafood while Chinese boats continue to fish off Japan's coasts. China is the biggest market for Japanese seafood, and the ban has badly hurt Japan's fishing industry. The BBC's Will Leonardo reports on how one fishing town in northern Japan found a solution to their surplus.
Beijing's Japanese seafood ban, brought in after the release of wastewater from the wrecked Fukushima nuclear plant last month, appears to have produced an unlikely beneficiary. Students at several schools across Japan are soon to be treated to a taste of fine dining as coveted Hokkaido scallops hit their lunch menus. The shellfish have been languishing for a month in freezers in the small northern town of Mori after the loss of Japan's biggest international seafood customer. The town plans to use emergency government money for fisheries to fund the school offer. It's just one of several Japanese fishing communities reeling from the Chinese ban. Tokyo is promising to help them find new markets.
A vehicle filled with explosives exploded at a security checkpoint in Somalia on Saturday. At least 18 people were killed and 40 others were wounded. A state official says half of those wounded are in hospitals and listed in critical condition. With no time remaining and regulation play, Chip Traynham made a dive into the end zone from the one-yard line to give the number 6 Ohio State University Buckeyes a 17-14 win over number 9 Notre Dame. It's the Buckeyes' sixth straight win over Notre Dame. Bo Nix, meanwhile, threw for 276 yards and 3 touchdowns as number 10 Oregon dominated number 19 Colorado on Saturday 42-6. I'm Dale Willman, NPR News.